Hey, today we begin new Masechta, so Daf Aleph of Masechta Bava Metzia, and Rabbi Yisrael was correct last time that it begins Shnayim Ochzim Batalit. So we have a case where two people are holding on to a talit. Ze Omer, one says Ani Matzatia, I found it, it's mine. Ze Omer says Ani Matzatia, I found it, it's mine. So if 2 points on here before we can add a bit to go to the detail. Vilumar Fuldi says, Davka Ochazim, they have to both be holding it. Deshne Muchsakim Bo, because it's in their hands, they each what's called Muchsak in it. It's considered, if you like, they have a Chazaka that it's theirs, because it's in their possession. When it comes to Metaltin, that's how it works. Vein Lezer Koechatomi, and neither of them have a Chazaka over the other, because they're both holding on to it. Shilo, because if it was in one of their possession, another one says, well, that's mine, well, it won't help you. Have As in always, we have that the burden of proof, if you want to extract something from someone else's possession, it's on you to do so. So therefore, that's why they're both holding on Ochazim Batalit. Okay? And even if you make a Shvuah, by the way, you'd have to bring a proper Raya, it wouldn't be enough to extract a Motzi Mechavala Raya, a Shvuah on its own is not enough. Another important thing, by the way, the Pnei Moshe pretty much brings the same point, but halfway through the same debora matchil, he says, according to the Bavli, you're holding onto the edges of the talit. Okay? Aval imayo adukim batalit, so if they're holding the talit itself, zenotel amakod shiado magat, vezenotel magat, then they considered having a chazaka up until that point. And then Vashar Chulkim, and the rest of them you do that you would divide Shaveh with a Shvuah. We'll get to in a moment a discussion of a Shvuah. In other words, that's an interesting point in the Bavli, because again, if it's not just that they each then it's really neither of them have a chazaka, but if they're holding up to a particular point, then they have a chazaka on the point, and it's considered already considered theirs till that point. According to the Bavli, which the Maravol didn't quote, so I'm not sure how he we'll see what how he understands the Yerushalmi if there's any dispute on that point, but I'm not sure if there is. Okay, however, the next one is Zekula Shli Vezekula Shli. In other words, either they both say I found it, or both of them divide over who actually bought it. Each of them make a shvuah, they had to know less than half. They can't make a shvuah, it's all theirs, because then they're going to be, well, someone's lying. So therefore, they have to make a shvuah, they have no less than half, and then they would simply divide it. Okay, what happens if ze omar kula sheli, one says, it's all mine, v'ze omar chetzia sheli, says, actually, that person says, actually, half of it's mine. So by saying half of it's mine, more importantly, Mara Fulda says, he's basically admitted to the fact that the other person owns other half of it, so that half is not even dispute. The only part that's in dispute is the remaining half. So therefore, the person who says it's all mine, Yishevi makes a sure she'ein lo, he has no less than 3/4. Well, half is already admitted, everyone agrees to, but he has no less than 3/4. And the person said half is mine. Well, he has to make a shvuah regarding the half that's disputed, but only can only make a shvuah he has no less than half. She'ein lo ba pachot. And ze notel shalosh chalakim veze notel revia. So in other words, the person who said it's all his, he has his half, plus half of the part that's disputed. And the person said that, well, half of it's mine, gets the half of what was disputed. Each of them make a shvuah and yachaloku, but again, the disputed section. That's the Mishnah. Let's have a look at the Gemara. Bit of a shorter daf today. The dafim seem to be a lot shorter in these bavas. Let's continue. Shnayim ochazim batalit. Tani, Adam sha'amar lechaveru. If someone says to your friend, "Ten li maneh she'ata chayev li," give me that the 100 that you owe me. Amar lo, he says, "Lo ayu dvarim me'olam." I don't know what you're talking about. Halach, the individual who was owed the money, he goes and says, "Ve'vi edim," and actually brings witnesses, "Shechayev lo chamishim zuz," that indeed 50, half of that amount was owed to him. Here we have a debate. Rav Chiya Rabba says, "Ama hodeat edim kodeat piv v'yishava lashar." Just to explain this, what it means is that normally, if you have someone says, like, we have the, what's the case, what's normally what's the case of what's called moda b'miktza. So if someone says, "Someone said you owe me 100," he says, "No, I only 50." That is what's called a case of moda b'miktza, and a case of moda b'miktza, a partial admission, you have to make a shvura. So that's what's owed. Here in this situation, he didn't admit to anything; he denied the full amount. It's Aiden that come along and established, if you like, that he owes half. Do we treat that like a modem and mixer? That's what the case is. That's what the Gemara is debating. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Chiya Rabba, he says, so that would require him to make a shvur regarding the remainder. Okay. Reb Yochanan Amar, Ein Hodet Edim Kudat Piv, She Shavah Lashar. He says, no, that's not hard. That's not like a modem and mixer case. It's not a classic modem and mixer case. It's just the witnesses came and showed him up to be a liar. Okay. And therefore, you cannot, there's no, this is, he wouldn't have to make a shvur regarding the rest. He just, he'd have to pay half and until he brings proof regarding the other half. That's the, we're done and dusted. That's it. Okay. Now the Gemara says, actually, Amar Avla, Mishnayim Ochsim Batalit. This is fascinating. He says, where does Reb Chiya, Labad Reb Chiya Ruba? Where did Reb Chiya learn this? He's come to this conclusion. He learns it from our case. Since he's holding on to half of it, so that's why it may be different to the Pnimosha, but since he's holding on to half of it, again, that's why I think Marfold maybe didn't bring the whole part of the Pnimosha, because he's actually specifically holding on to half of it. Isn't therefore a proof? Well, it's a proof now. It's like Edim coming saying it's his. Why? Because what's the point of Edim? The point of Edim coming along is to establish ownership. By having all the half of it, he has a chazaka, and the chazaka is that half of it's mine. And nonetheless, we say in our Mishnah, the has make a shvur regarding the remainder. So avhacha, so too, if Edim come along and say you own that actually you really owe half, it should be no difference, because we've established a fact on the ground. And in our Mishnah, we have a fact on the ground is holding half, and it requires make a shvur on the remainder, because he has kolosh ali. So too, the same thing. Well, that person said kolosh ali, and basically he's holding half. Okay, so let me just go through this carefully in the Mar Fulda, and then I'll show you a fascinating ridbuz. He says, he says, that person is holding on to half. It's as if their witness is saying shechetzio shelo. Why? And vehi in unless is tovei akulo. V'chayvero kofer bakol. The other person is saying, no, you own nothing. Shomer kolo sheli. Because he says, no, he says, I actually have the whole thing's mine. Af ma she'atza tofes b'cha, that which you hold onto, even that part you're holding on to, sorry. V'anu me'idim oto sheyesh lo ba miktzat. We basically testify for him by the fact he is holding on to half of it, that it's effectively his. And friend has to make a shvur al hashar. Interesting. So that's the parallel. Now, just to understand this a bit more, look at the ribaz. I think you have the ribaz in your page. It says, af hada damila. Because this really, the reason why we're bringing this case of whether Edim is considered like modem mikzah, because it helps us understand what's actually behind our Mishnah. I mean, there are two different understandings behind our Mishnah. Ribas says, Afar Adami, he said, Mefarsha Gemara, detained the Rebbe Chiya Ruba. In other words, the fact that Rebbe Chiya Ruba can even try and draw a parallel from Mishnah means he has a particular understanding in a Mishnah. The time in the Minta Deshnei Mechsim Batalat, who Mishum Na'anan Sadei. Velo Mishum Kedesfirale Rebbe Yochanan Mishum Takanashlo Yokol Echad to Batalat Chavero. In other words, why is it that in the case of Shnei Mechsim Batalat, we make the people make a Shifu on Lashar? Okay? In other words, if you say he's mamash holding on to half of it, it seems to be that you don't need to make a shvur. You've got a chazak on, he's got a half. Let them split in half and go their separate ways. And the rest. However, what we're saying now is there's two ways to understand it. It's just we make a shvur because we don't want people to run up to other people and start grabbing their property and saying it's mine. Because it's too easy. If we say, I remember when I was in yeshiva, one of the kollel guys did this. He grabbed my jammer and says it's mine. He said, no, it's not, it's mine. He says, well, mechatzim u'chavel ha'ra'ah. Right? So in order to prevent that, the simple way of understanding the case of the Mishnah is right. Each person's got a chazaka on the half of it. So therefore, but we don't want people to start snatching things from other people and claiming it's theirs and disputing. So we make a shvur as a deterrent. However, we're not saying that. It must be the fact that's Rabbi Yochanan. However, according to Reb Baz, but the way Reb Chiya Ruban must understand the Mishnah, the fact that we're drawing a parallel to the case of Edim is that we have what's called Anan Sadeh. It's something like Anan Sade, if you like, that it's really, if you like, Mushra Anan Sade, that it's really half of it is his. However, and we've got, if you like, a modern mixer, which it's equivalent to Edim coming along and saying it belongs, half of it belongs to him, despite the fact it's a full claim against it, and therefore it should be. It's like a this is a classic Moda Bemitzah case. Okay, the Shvuah is like a Moda Bemitzah case. That's what he's saying, and why? And but it's built on not being Moda. It's built on the Anan Sadeh, which he's saying is equivalent to the case where the person completely denied it. Witness came along and says, actually, no, you owe half. Okay, so Moda Bemitzah. According to Rabbi Chiya Ruba, I'm not sure if I can explain this clear enough, but I'll try it one more time. The Moda Bemitzah seems to be not just based on I'm admitting to half, but if half has been established to be already owed. Okay? Not just by his own admission, either witnesses or in our case, Anan Sadeh, and that can mechayev you a mechayev shvuah. Yeah, that's a really important point that Ridbaz tries to bring out. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Rav Bar Mamal v'Rav Amran saliku hen d'Rebinaya. So they went to, what I'm saying is, went to Rebinaya. So Rav Mamal v'Rav Amran. Amar le, ein mosrim shvuah l'chashud. We cannot obligate, let's say this is a situation would be that one party has to make a shvuah. But that person is suspected. There are many cases like this where he's of actually lying and not taking shvuah seriously, or he's going to lie, that we don't put the obligation on him. We usually shift to somewhere else and we deal with it in a particular way. Okay? So, ein mosrim shvuah lechashud. Fine. So, amar le afilu lashon shvuah ein mosrim. Even lashon shvuah we don't give over to him. What's that mean? So, I'll just show you the Mara folder here. He says, amar le afilu lashon shvuah ein mosrim lo, which means, vahachi nami matnitin. But my de tafus hai, the person who's holding on to it. Havaleki ilu yeshba edim shushalot. If it's got witnesses that it's his. That's what we've been saying. Vizer toveya, another person who says it's all mine, even the chetzo shechavero, havaleki ilu chashud amamon. It's as if he's suspected of, if you like, lying, right? Meaning he's suspected of tracking something but it's someone else's possession. And therefore, v'ein mosrim lo shvua klal. Meaning the fact that something's in someone's possession, he's saying, no, it's actually all mine, means that we're concerned that he might lie in order to get it. First, he's chashur al mamon, and he's also therefore chashur no shvua. Okay, meaning, in other words, the fact that, again, both parties, in other words, the fact that you're saying it's yours, another person having your possession, the person saying it's all mine, you're chashur as well in the shvua, you're going to say it's all mine, etc. Fine. Well, matnitin commander amas, therefore, the fact that our Mishnah is saying that, oh, don't worry, each of them have to make a shvuah, must be according to Commander Amar, lo chashod ala shvuah. Meaning, someone who's chashod ala mamon is not chashod ala shvuah. So just to explain, despite the fact that someone is suspected when it comes to, like, claiming something that's his when it's not his, by obligating him to do a shvuah, we're not concerned he's going to lie about the shvuah. Okay? Meaning, that's enough of, like, a scary thing that we can establish truth with it. Because otherwise, in our Mishnah, what would it help making each party make a shvuah? It's not a deterrent. Okay? First step. So Amalei afilu l'tanadam miti, even according to Tanava Mishnah, the Sfirale we say that even though he's chashur al mamon, he's not chashur al shvuah. Even though he's suspected maybe of, like, he wanted to take the funds, he's not suspected regarding making shvuah, meaning it's a good enough deterrent. Afilu hachi nonetheless, ein mosrim lashon shvuah. We don't give over what's called the Lashon Shvuah. We have to be careful with the terming of that Shvuah. Dechashinan Shiyarin, because he might be able to, you know, people like, you know, can be very crafty with language to say that I'm actually fulfilling the Shvuah, even though his really the objective of making the Shvuah is not being met. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. Ela Keitzad Yishavah, what should he do? Kinin Marfuda, Shrei Hashanam Yechol Arin, because in this situation you can also treat. She'im ein lo baklum. Let's say he has nothing, meaning he's grabbed onto half of it, it's not really his. And we make his shvuah saying, I have no less than half. Okay? Meaning, shapi mishtaba, he can make a shvuah. She'im la pachot bichatzia. What is less than half? Less than half is 40%, 30%, 20%, 10%. So when he makes a shvuah, he says, I have no less than half, it can be a real shvuah because he has nothing. Because no less than half, only a pachot mishvua means I have nothing. Let me try put less than. I have nothing that is less than half. If I term it that way, it might be easier to understand. What's less than half? 40%. So I don't have that. What's something else that's less than half? 30%. So he has nothing that is less than half because he has nothing. So he can term a shvua in such a way that he can say, oh, I have nothing that is less than half, and therefore still be paying the shvua even though he has absolutely nothing. So in other words, yes, we can say someone is, again, in this situation, a chashad amam, and if suspected of taking someone else's property. Chashad l'mamon, he's not chashad l'shvua, fine. But nonetheless, he might be willing to make a shvua as long as he can be a, what's it called? Ticket to the law, what's the expression from, oh, whatever, doesn't matter. He can be crafty with his language in order to satisfy the shvua, even though he has nothing.
So why wouldn't you just change the lashon of the shvua then?
That's
I
what the Gemara
have.
Says. That's exactly what the Gemara says. So therefore, Ketzad Dishba, that's the answer to the Gemara. Gemara says, Rav Amar, Shvua, that's why you have to be careful when you learn the Mishnah. It says, you don't say Shvua She'in Bechol Shvua. You have to term in such a way, you have to be careful to say Shvua She'yesh Liba. I have a share in it. Ve'in La Biba, Pachol Mishafu Puta, but I have no less than half. That's the way you'd have to term it to make sure. In other words, we have to be very careful of Dayanim when we're making them make a shvua, that we're not opening up these little, what they're called, loopholes that he can sort of navigate through in order to make a shvua, even though he's a nothing. So therefore, you know, that's the point. He says, despite the fact, yes, and in the situation, he's not chashur l'shvua, as we said. Nonetheless, we've got to be careful that the shvua he makes is one that will be 100% meeting our needs. Okay, that's it. And that's it. That's the short duff to start the mesech. All right. Said it, Colton.
Thank you.